Admin, be quiet. Rick's about the morning show.
You be quiet.
You be quiet with that, with the mod. No, you talking. Okay, this is
I'm on a jogging suit. I came to work. Now, you have taken yours to a whole other era.
Kentucky Derby racing hat.
You do have on loafers with white socks, am I right?
Yeah, because my feet was cold when I got out of the shower.
Okay, and that V-neck sweater with pockets for no reason. And that hat. You look like Richard Cunningham.
From Happy Days.
From Happy Days.
Hey, Roland Martin. Hold on, Roland.
Yeah.
Don't pay Evan no attention, okay?
I don't care if Roland pays me attention tonight. What you need to pay attention to is introducing the bottom of them jeans to the top of them shoes.
Roland.
Ooh, she's just swinging on you.
Roland.
Yes, sir.
See how disrespectful, and knowing that we have you as a guest on the show, and she disrespecting me.
You just
morning.
Got through cracking on Roland, talking about he wear ascots and backpacks.
I did not say, oh my God.
That's called being smart and having class. Everybody can't say that.
Hey, let everybody know me and Roland Martin are good friends. We don't do nothing but joan at each other every time we see each other.
Oh, absolutely.
One of my good friends, man, and I love what this brother's doing, man. And man, Roland, so you really involved in the Trayvon Martin situation, man. What's going on? What's any updates? Any arrests would be made?
First of all, there's been no arrest. The state attorney from Seminole County was leading the investigation. That person stepped down yesterday, and Florida Governor Rick Scott appointed a special prosecutor, a prosecutor from the Jacksonville area, to step in. Of course, the Sanford, Florida Police Chief Bill Lee, he stepped down temporarily. And so you still see the pressure that is ramping up in this case. And I'll tell you, last night I sent a tweet out and I said, hey, send me information on Trayvon Martin rallies or vigils taking place in your city or your college campus. And man, let me tell you something. I literally retweeted some 40 plus events.
You're kidding.
This is taking on a whole different dimension.
Yeah, it's today's Emmett Till 2012. Same scenario.
I understand the sentiment. The only reason I caution to compare it to the Emmett Till case in 1955 is that, I'm sorry, 54, is that the outcome of the Emmett Till situation determined that. And that is, it literally launched the civil rights movement. And so it is still open to what will happen. Are we going to see the follow-up? Is this, and I always talk about, is this a moment or is it the beginning of a movement? And I am hopeful that this is the beginning of a movement, that you're not going to see what took place with Gina Six. Folks step out, anger, upset,
right.
Not happy at all, then all of a sudden it goes away.
Exactly.
That, to me, that is the only way it goes there. That's the only way that it sort of elevates itself or to any kind of comparison to the Emmett Till tragedy. But thus far, again, a tremendous outpouring of response. And I'll tell you one thing that jumps out at me. I am stunned when I look at some of these black celebrities who have been absolutely quiet. I mean, not even on their Twitter timelines. A lot of these athletes, you know, I made a point yesterday about that, and my man Dwayne Wade responded, and he said, "Hey, Roland, thanks for holding our feet to the fire, and you know, we stand and keeping us informed. We stand with Trayvon Martin."
Yeah, because I'm like, where are the Jim Browns and the
Muhammad
Ali? You know,
I was in L.A. for the NAACP Image Awards when people just stood up and applauded when Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte walked out there. And I'm like, well, where are y'all now? And, you know, I'm thankful that Holly Robinson Pete and Hill Harper and Tyrese and Taraji Henson have been on Twitter talking about this to Sheena Arnold. But there's so many others, man, who are saying nothing, who are nowhere to be found. And people say, well, man, you shouldn't be calling folks out. No, what I'm saying is that when we just saw last week George Clooney talking about the sedan, even though we had Dick Redman and others, but this generation, when you have prominence and a name, you can bring a certain level of attention and bring other folks along with it. I just don't get the silence. I mean, literally, people who always tweet me about a new alcohol that's coming out
right.
ain't saying nothing.
It seems right. like it seems like people right. like, you know, if you post something on Twitter or make a statement, like that's you standing up for it. And for those that are just now joining us, we're talking to Roland Martin. He's talking about the Trayvon Martin case. Now, one question I have for you. I know as a couple days ago, it was unknown about where Zimmerman's whereabouts were. Has he been at least brought in for additional questions?
No. He hasn't brought in for additional questions. And again, the grand jury is not going to be convened until at least April 10th. And then what happens before a grand jury, you are called before a grand jury to testify. And so, according to the police, they say they know where he is. If they need to talk to him, they can. It's not like he's left the country, anything along those lines. But that's the status of that. But no, it has not happened.
Okay, Roland, and we're going to have to wrap up. But if you can answer this maybe 15, 30 seconds, very basic question. How is it that he has not been arrested?
Right.
Again, it's very simple that the Stanford Police Department, when they did their initial investigation, determined that his claim of self-defense was proper and just, and he was released. And it's the police's call to actually do that. Because of the outcry, it then goes to whether or not the prosecutors want to do it. If the prosecutors go to the grand jury and indict him, then he then will be arrested and booked and charged. And so that's the deal. The Stanford Police Department, that's the problem right there because of the shoddy investigation.
Right.
They did not keep the clothes that he wore that night. They allowed him to take the gun back. They have allowed a lot of forensic evidence to simply go and check.
He wasn't given an
alcohol test, a drug test.
They tested Trayvon Martin
to see if something was in his system.
Yeah,
right.
They bottom line is a lot of law enforcement officials say what they did thus far just botched in many ways.
And then let me say this about our some celebrities are involved, but our athletes, man, the Jim Browns and the Muhammad Ali's, man, Muhammad Ali is not the greatest ever just because he's to knock people out, man, just because he took a stand when it was unpopular. And they open up doors for all the NBA and NFL players now. They the one, Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown and a lot of these athletes, the ones that open doors, you know, for these guys to make the money that they make and do the things that they do. And you mean to sit here and tell me that nobody will take a stand? You know, and see, that's why Black history is important. That's why they need to start keep teaching Black history history in schools. Because one thing about it, you do not know where you're going if you don't know where you came from or who went through what for you to have what you have, and you have more respect for
right.
yourself and respect for the law. And we'll take a see when you join the church. When I joined the church, when I gave my life to God, I had to join the NAACP and the SCLC right then.
You understood it early.
And I believe in Black theology.
Right.
I believe in it. But you know, you got all our preachers done sold out. Where's our, I know we got to go. Where's our big time preachers at? You know, the ones that took the $1 million faith-based initiative for George W. Bush in 2004. Where all our big pastors at?
Mm-hmm. Well, bottom line is, you know, I said to NBA players, hey, wear a hoodie doing player introductions. Say something.
Yeah.
I some of these celebrities, I just went to their timelines, and I just wanted to see if they even just mention Trayvon Martin, retweet something, and I see partying, I see folks talking about March Madness, and I've been checking for a week, so it's not like look for one day and that's it. And I'm saying, if you retweet it, stop Coney.
Right,
and he'll be saying something about Trayvon Martin.
Absolutely, and we're going to check back with you next week, Roland, man. Thank you, man, for being a friend and being involved with this. You, Reverend Al Sharpton, to Michael Bazin, Steve, Tom, everybody that's involved. We're going to keep this in the forefront, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I better talk to you.
Appreciate you. You know, even though you play as Alpha, but you all right with me.
Yeah, some people couldn't get in like you. I understand.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.